Hello, Dr. Zeisman.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Schiffer. This is Ken calling from Penguin Book Writers.
Yes, hi, Ken. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. So I'm glad you called. And
sorry, is it a time to talk right now?
Yeah, it's very good. Yeah, because okay. I was waiting for your call and to go over some of the things, and because I'd like to get this project on the way, almost done, because I'd like to get, as far as I understand, they're trying to get this thing launched by early June.
By June, okay. Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, just give me a moment. Let me just open your manuscript.
Sure.
I hope you're in front of the manuscript, right?
Yes, I am. That's why it's a good time.
Just give me a quick moment. Yeah, I've gone now.
You got it?
Okay, yes,
good.
Sir.
All right, so did you get some of the suggestions and corrections that I made?
I did.
Recent.
I made those, but yeah, I did.
Okay, because one issue that I had, and so I'm looking at right now, is do you think that on Chapter 2, which is about Latin America, should be Chapter 2, or should it be later in the book, meaning after the chapter in which the professional players had been interviewed, and then they talk about free play and all this kind of thing, and then I discuss how it's, spreading or, expanding around the world, and I thought that would be a better placement than right in the beginning, where we're talking about Sandlot, yes, but, issues of poverty and all. I think it's too much, intense kind of information at the very outset as we're engaging the reader to, read on through the book.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, it might better be connected later on in the chapters because we're actually building up to it, so it would actually tell us that how people are coming out of poverty through Sandlot Baseball, So it might
right.
be...
Right, and, yeah. Right, through Sandlot Sports, but, after, let's say, the pros, the professional players discussed their piece, in the interviews that I did, and also
how
the issue of drugs and alcohol, and then... Right, so this is another social issue, but I thought early in the book it would be kind of like, is this a political book? Is this, what kind of a book is it? You know what I mean? As opposed to just engaging them to kind of, hey, it's about child development and child free play and all that, and that one of the benefits could be, that it is used by, outside people around the world, and one of the benefits would be that, it is a avenue out of socioeconomic, but that's more of a political statement than, a child development statement. What I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I get your point. Get your point.
So that's why I thought maybe later in the book, as we discuss some of the...
But by later,
I think
after chapter number, give me a number. After chapter number.
Let's say, what did I say? Because the professional plays are around page 146, and the value, and they discuss the value of free play, and the chapter on that would be to demonstrate substantial how Sandlot plays have expanded to Latin America, its value on self-determination and social economic mobility. So I thought, after page 146, at least some fitted in somewhere in those areas.
Okay,
you know,
somewhere,
it's much deeper into the book, and then, you know, we're talking about...
Do you mean as a separate chapter, or like just merging within the
chapter? I think a separate chapter is fine. It's good, because it is sort of a different discussion. But I thought it would be... Yeah, because otherwise a chapter would be too long. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And if the chapter's too long, people kind of get turned off to it.
Yeah,
you know, when I read a book, I like to get short chapters, you know?
Yeah,
and it's like
true.
My breaking point. If I'm going to read a chapter, I'll say, let me read another chapter, and then I'll take a break and read it tomorrow. You know what I mean? Something like that.
Breaks the tempo.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's good for another chapter. It's just that I just... why am I getting this? Your feedback helps me. All right, good.
It's after page 146. Anywhere after page 146, or do you have anything?
I'm just, let me, this thing from Microsoft just came up. I think I lost
it. Yeah, it's a bugger, I know.
Yeah, what the heck is it now? Right here, all right. Let me get back on it.
Take your time, take your time.
Popped up from Microsoft. Yeah, let's see. Now, 140. So let's go to 140. Okay. Not the most computer savvy guy in the world, so.
You're doing fine. It's completely fine, man.
Okay, let's
148
see.
Is chapter 11, The Home of Generations.
Yeah, let's see. Let's see. Okay, so chapter 140. Is foul ball parent? Okay, before that, I would say. What do we got before that?
Okay.
We got.
Before that, we have some pictures.
See, you got before that 134 through 136. Wait, I'm sorry. 139
is. Okay, 139.
Another important message, parents, coaches, blah, blah, blah. I'm not sure.
On page 140, we have chapter 10, parents playing behind the fall line. Do you mean before that? So another chapter before that.
Here I'm talking about parental involvement. So that's like a whole other section, you know what I'm saying? Like, Home of the Generations. What is this all about? I can't remember. I read this so many times I can't remember half the time.
It's fine. You've written completely perfect book. It's okay. It happens.
Here I'm talking about the personal stories in the later chapter. Yeah, I think in between, right after 140.
Why not after chapter 9, Dream to Major Leagues, after page number 124, like whenever it ends, we can have that chapter. Because it is basically talking about the dreams. You know, people have dreams, people are in the party, they have dreams.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, that's good. 124,
I'm open to suggestions. You tell me.
Let's see. Right. So here, Dream to the Major Leagues. So... Yeah, and then I move on from there to, here I talk about all the players and all that stuff and all the letters that I received.
Chapter 9, Dream to Major Leagues. People have dreams. They want to, you know, be big. And then about poverty and then continuation. How about that?
I think that works.
If you have a better suggestion, just please shoot.
I'm just trying to see where. Okay. I'm just trying. Lessons from the survey, national. Okay, I think right after 122. I think, you know, right after this. Yeah, the chapter before chapter 9. So you can use this as chapter 9.
Okay, so chapter 9 would be chapter 10.
Right, chapter 9 would be chapter 10.
Okay, perfect. Perfect, perfect. So
I mean, do you think so? Because then I'm talking about, you know, the dreams and players and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I was thinking originally after this chapter, we get into the parental behavior. You know what I'm saying? That was another thought, because here they talk about how they got started, you know, with free play and going out in the street and encouraging kids to go out and play, you know, that kind of thing. But I think in the prior chapter I have, youth's novel ideas have been discussed multiple decades. This consequent trait, adolescent needs to be a place to go to express and be social and creative, which is the way I end that. Yeah, you know what? You can probably stick it right. Yeah, we can make this the Latin chapter 9 and the dreams chapter 10.
Okay. So dreams.
What do you think of that? You think that flows well, or?
Yeah, it seems fine. There is a transition between the chapters, so it's all good.
Was it that? I'm sorry.
I said there is a transition between different chapters if you do put it before chapter 9. So chapter 9 would be 10, and the poverty chapter would be chapter 9. So I see a transition there. So that's fine. It seems fine to me.
Okay.
I mean, we can always change it. It's all up to your liking. You know, if you're suggesting this, we can do this. If it's not up to the mark, we can always change it. It's completely fine.
Okay. Yeah. But I think, probably after we're talking about all the problems with kids and all that stuff and they're dropping out, you know, maybe we can begin to, we can throw that in there and, in between those two chapters. I think that's a good spot. The other thing was you had put obesity, and I think that in itself is a small chapter, a good small chapter. You know, the issue of obesity and all that, have it here on page 114.
Let me just search. Page number 114, you're saying, right?
Yeah, what did I say? I said something here. 11-12 discussion of fentanyl is fine. Replace the sentence. There is growing trend of maladaptive.
Yeah, healthcare crisis. So what about this chapter? Do you want some changes or do you want to remove this?
It should be a separate chat. I say obesity should be a separate chat. My thought it should follow a chapter on drug and alcohol abuse. Okay, it could follow this chapter, but it could be a separate chapter in and of itself.
Okay, so we can just make this a chapter. And
yeah, because this could be a chapter, you know, because you're talking about a specific disorder. Mm-hmm. And I already spoke about drug and alcohol issues and all that kind of stuff in the prior chapter. And then this could follow that as another issue, and then we can go into, you know, the player, you know, all that stuff. Yeah, because you got about 6 or 7 pages on this issue alone, on obesity, that you guys added in, which is good.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought that was a good chapter, a good discussion. Mm-hmm. And also it breaks up the prior chapter because I talk about the results of my survey, and then it doesn't find the results. I mean, I talk about the survey, and then the results are found after the obesity, here, lessons from survey, it should follow the survey.
Yep. This should be a transition between the chapters, and we can see that.
Right. You see, but 122 should really be following 113, because I talk about the, you know, the respondents and all that, and then I talk about the discussion of the respondents.
All right. So do you want
you know
to
what I'm saying?
Yeah, do you want to shuffle this?
Yeah. Yeah, this the lessons from survey and data from National Adolescent Health Organization.
Page 122.
I think should be prior to the obesity chapter, because see I'm talking about
Okay.
Yeah, it's just the ending of the prior chapter, yeah, basically.
Okay, so we're going to add this on page number 113. Or do you want this to be added separately?
Well, it was originally part of the final point ending chapter, ending ending 113, page 113. You see how I do
yes,
play Sandlot and all that?
Adolescent
and then
questionnaire,
the lesson,
you're talking about the questionnaire, right?
Yes, after the result conversation
yeah,
I have.
Yeah, 20%.
After that should be the lessons
from it,
which is really the ending of that chapter.
Okay.
Because that launches the next discussion. And then we can get into, and I see how they put in the obesity in there,
mm-hmm. The
obesity issue, because it's another issue. But I think that could be a chapter in and of itself. And I think I coined it something else. My story should be followed. So you can follow that from lessons from must follow page 128. All right, so the results of the survey, lessons of survey, must follow page 128. The discussion on obesity was inserted. All right, so you inserted the discussion on obesity between 128 and 129, but in essence, 129, which is the lessons of survey, should follow 128.
Yeah, but we do have
you know what I'm trying to say?
As well. You know, we have got two separate pictures, Yogi Berra Museum. Do you see those pictures? On page number 127, 128.
128?
Yeah, 127, 128. And on 130. Yeah. So we've got two pictures.
No. The obesity should be following. Now, let me go back here and see where. Okay. On 123. 122
okay.
and 123.
Mm-hmm.
Which is lessons from the survey and data, right?
This should actually come before page 114. Yeah. Before obesity on page 113 after the questionnaire, correct?
Correct. This is sort of the lessons of that.
Right.
And then we can transition to obesity,
which will be another chapter.
Correct. It's another healthcare issue that's facing teenagers, and it could be a discussion in and of itself.
Right. That's fine. So whatever chapter...
Yeah, the alarm is sound, transition from childhood, blah, blah, blah. Our path is to socially active.
Mm-hmm.
Survey suggests that... See, I'm talking about the survey again. So, yeah, this should definitely follow the results of the survey, you know,
the questionnaire.
Survey. Yeah. And then we can get into, you know, the obesity issue and the concerns over the year and need a place to go to express themselves and be social and creative. And then follow it with the obesity. Is that another healthcare concern among adolescents is the obesity issue. So you're dealing with healthcare issues. So the way I'm looking at it is from the overall discussion on theory and my personal experiences,
mm-hmm.
and then going into the healthcare issues of what happens when kids drop out and don't follow some form of activity,
mm-hmm.
then you get into issues of drug and alcohol, the fentanyl crisis and all that. And then we get into obesity as another healthcare, major healthcare issue, you know, documented amongst teenagers. So this is all kind of like what happens if they drop out, and these are some of
the psychological impact and all that, yeah.
Right, exactly.
So, yeah.
Okay. And also when they're quoting some of this stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know, like the whoever wrote it, are the writing of this that you highlight in green?
Yeah.
Are the references available? Because I may need to reference all this.
Sorry, I can't hear you properly.
Like this thing, according to this, according to that.
There's a bad reception. I can't hear you. It's either from my side or your side.
No.
I'm really sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm saying is that when they are referencing
the highlighted part,
like when they're referencing an agency or a document or a study, do they have the references to that?
Yeah, we're going to add the references at the at the end of the
Oh,
script.
you're going to add it in? Okay. Yeah.
If
I
you want, we can add
have
it
to make
as
sure that.
an APA format, you know, in-text citation, but that might be difficult. You know, we'd have to research
You're
a lot.
breaking up a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Yeah. So I was saying we can add that as an in-text citation, like APA format, but that might be a bit difficult. So if you prefer, we can add them at the end of the chapters, like at the end of the book, like we've done that.
At the end of the book where I have the reference section, because
Yeah.
I have a full reference, about 4 or 5 pages of references.
Yeah, you do, you do.
Yeah, at the very end. So I could add them, you know, we can insert them in the proper alphabetical order there.
Right. That's perfect. Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah, but as long as I have them, we can insert them. So this way it's, you know, no one's saying that, you know, we didn't say this or you didn't cite us correctly, you know, all that kind of stuff. You
I
know
mean,
what I'm
no
saying?
one.
But if, at the
Yeah.
end of the, at the end, you'll see there's about six pages of references.
Yeah. I mean, people are not going to
Which
go
I've
through
documented.
references. People generally don't, but I do see where you're coming from. So yeah, it's better to be safe than sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, because you know what? You may have someone who's reading it and who is a scholarly type or is, you know, in the sciences or whatever, you know, and they say, well, how do you know, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So it's always good, you know, safe and sorry, you know, safe and sound to reference it in the event that someone wants to look into it further. You know
Right.
what I mean? Or
To get your point.
fact check the data, you know what
Yeah.
I mean, that we're providing.
I got you.
So,
Yeah.
I mean, I just learned that from, you know, doctoral studies years and years ago, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so if you're making a reference to CDC, to study on that it's correctly cited so that someone can, you know, double check it or, you know, validate its validity, so to speak.
Yeah, don't worry.
You know
We'll,
what I mean? So if they can keep
we'll
that,
add
you know,
references,
and
yeah.
then we can. Okay, you have all that. All right,
Okay.
so now the issue, we want to get, right now we're at what? We're about 180-something pages, right?
175. We still had another installment of draft. I'd say around 10, 12 pages, but we didn't send it to you because we, you know, want to have a call first. So, you know, let's just
Oh,
clear
okay.
it out.
All
Yeah.
right, so, yeah, I'd like to get this book to at least around the 220 mark. I think, you know, 220 and above, but 220 around there because I want, you know, it has to be a, you know, a book that, you know, someone is substantial, you know, average book, you know what I mean? That shouldn't be
It's
too
still
long.
Substantial as it is, but it's fine if you want it.
Yeah, you mean substantial in terms of where it's at now?
Yeah, you do. Like, it's 175 is still, you know, page number 175. It's a lot, but yeah, if you do want an extensive book, we can do that as well. It's completely fine. I'm just saying
Yeah,
the
I
book
think
as
another
it is right now, it's not bad.
it's right. But I'm just thinking that most books that I read are in the, you know, a little bit over the 200 mark, you know what I mean? I mean, we're pretty much there if you're saying we. What's that?
It shows your knowledge, you know. You've got a lot of knowledge. You can go to the 220 to 50 mark.
Okay. I mean, yeah, if we can do that, I'd appreciate it. So this way we have, you know, really a solid book. You know, it's a solid amount of text, a solid amount of information. And, you know, if someone's going to spend 20, whatever they're going to spend, that they feel they have a book. You know what I mean? As
right,
opposed, because
right.
usually anything under 200, you start, you know, you. So it seems that the average that I've seen over, you know, in bookstores or whatever, in that 200, right, you know, in the, you know, 200 plus range. Doesn't have to be 300 for sure. I think that's too much.
Yeah,
but I'm thinking more for the common reader. You know what I'm saying? That they like around the 220, 220. They can handle that. Anything like extensive, you know, in the close to 300, it's a little much for most people, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean? It's
there's
it
a way
can turn
to,
them
you know,
off.
yeah, there's always a way to, you know, look at this. For example, if you want to see if you can read a book just put yourself in the shoes and see if you'd be able or willing to read around 220, 250 pages, or you'd be able to read around 300 pages, or 150 for that matter. If you are interested,
Right.
if you're intrigued, then go for it. If you're not, then don't.